For 45 years, people have relied on Village Green Apothecary to give them individualized nutrition, pharmacy, and healthy living products. Village Green will give you the kind of person-to-person help and attention that mass-market pharmacies have long ago forgotten. You can depend on us for knowledge, experience, product selection, and a smile. Visit Village Green in Bethesda at 5415 West Cedar Lane. Call us at 301-530-0800 or check out our website at myvillagegreen.com. We're here to help you.
Good morning, everybody, and welcome to the Essentials of Healthy Living here on AM 1500, brought to you by the Village Green Apothecary, located right here in Bethesda, Maryland. I am your host for today, Dr. Kevin Passero. Don't forget to tune in next week. My wonderful co-host, Dana Lake, will be returning and covering another great topic and another great show. We're here every single Sunday from 10 to 11 a.m. And remember that if you can't tune in live, you can always download and listen to our archive shows for absolutely free by going to www.myvillagegreen.com. And on the right-hand side of the homepage, there's a microphone icon. Click on that, and it'll take you to our archive show section where you can listen to all of our previously recorded shows for absolutely free. So today, we've got some things lined up for you. Today, the focus of our conversation is going to be on a class of foods that we're going to talk about called superfoods. So these are oftentimes specifically referring to foods that contain high amounts of the content of chlorophyll and other dense phytonutrients. So I like to always have this conversation a little bit about what we get from plants and what we get from the food that we eat. Certainly we know that fruits and vegetables primarily give us the most amount of vitamins and nutrients. So proteins give us amino acids, so that's like the proteins that we eat, whether it be from animal sources like eggs or meat source like chicken or turkey or fish or beef. Those give us amino acids, and some of them also give us some fats that are necessary for our body to have. So, for example, one big misconception is that all saturated fats are bad, but understand that every single cell membrane in your body needs some saturated fat in order to be healthy. So getting good quality saturated fat from something like grass-fed beef, which has a much better omega profile than, let's say, grain-fed beef, it's not a horrible thing that you have to worry about. Every once in a while, you need to get those because your body can't produce those kinds of fats. It needs to get them from the diet. Now, we have grains, which give us some nutrients. Now, many of our grains are enriched with folic acid, so that's one way to get some folic acid, although most of us get it in our vitamins or other nutrients that we take. Grains also contain a lot of fiber, and fiber is certainly an essential part of the diet. We know that this whole grain fibers, things that we get from things like whole grains like brown rice or quinoa or millet, these fibers play a really, really important role in our gastrointestinal system. And what we're learning is that these fibers are one of the most important players in helping to keep the bacterial flora in our intestines exactly where they need to be. And that's one of the most exciting places in research right now, in my opinion, in natural health or integrative medicine, is having to do with looking at the effects of the gastrointestinal biome, this biome of our body, this balance of bacteria, and how it affects our health. We're now seeing it tied to autoimmune disease. We're seeing it tied to obesity, diabetes, dementia, all sorts of conditions that we always never thought to link the bacteria in our guts to these issues. But we're seeing now that they're playing a direct role. And although taking probiotic supplements is a great way to support your gastrointestinal health, what we're really finding is that eating a diet rich in these kinds of fibers that you get from things like whole grains is one of the best ways to support the bacterial balance in your gut. And there are other ways as well. So we've got proteins covered. We've got fats covered, which come from also other sources like nuts and certain vegetable sources of fats like olive oils or avocados. We talked about some fats from meats and proteins, like fats from fish and fats from other animals that have a higher fat content. So where are we getting the majority of our vitamins and nutrients? So now we're talking about vitamins and minerals. We're talking about vitamin C. We're talking about vitamin E. We're talking about zinc. We're talking about selenium. We're talking about B-complex vitamins. Many of these come from our fruits and vegetables. Okay, and these are a great, most abundant source of the vitamins and minerals that our body needs in order to carry out the cellular processes. most of the time, our bodies cannot produce these vitamins and minerals on our own. So we are completely dependent on our diet in order to absorb them. So that is why we seem to see much less rates of chronic disease and chronic problems in people who consume high amounts of fruits and vegetables, right, and other good quality foods, right? Fruits and vegetables also do offer us some fiber, which is a really important nutrient, again, like that comes from the whole grains. And that helps support our GI system as well as several other aspects of our body's health, right? But these vitamins and nutrients are some of the things that we focus on the most. And fruits and vegetables really seem to be the key and the crux of where we get them. Now, what we're talking about today is actually going beyond just these vitamins and minerals that come from fruits and vegetables, because there are things beyond that that fruits and vegetables give us that we're learning are as or sometimes even more important than just the vitamins and minerals. And we're going to refer to this class of compounds as something called phytonutrients, right? So phytonutrients, the word phyto is referring obviously to plants. These are plant-based nutrients, and these is where some of the most exciting research and some of the most exciting findings have come from when we're looking at the plant world and what it's doing to our body. For example, resveratrol is considered a phytonutrient. And there was a lot of exciting research about resveratrol and its ability to activate a set of genes in our DNA that's associated with reducing the aging process or retarding the aging process. So it activates these anti-aging genes, and there are other compounds that do it as well. And that's where we've really seen some very exciting research that these phytonutrients actually act to influence our genetic expression. Okay, so we know that we're born with a certain set of genes, right? But as we oftentimes say, disease can be defined as our body's unfavorable expression of our genetic code, whereas health can be explained as our body's favorable expression of our genetic code. So how do we affect that expression of our genetic code? Well, there's many different factors. Stress will affect it. Our environment will affect it, certainly. Many different factors, but we know now that food will. And there's a whole study of medicine that we've talked about on the show before called nutrigenomics, which exactly has to do with this, how nutrition affects our genome or affects our genetic expression. And phytonutrients play a really key role in making this happen. There are sulforaphane extracts from broccoli or compounds in broccoli that we know activate genes in our body that boost our intracellular antioxidant production of glutathione, which is our body's most powerful antioxidant. Green tea does it. Turmeric or curcumin, the herb commonly used in spices like curry, which we know have great anti-inflammatory effects, also upregulate the expression of the genes in our liver that make this naturally produced antioxidant. And I've said it many, many times that the old theory of just taking vitamin C or vitamin E as an antioxidant is old and antiquated, in my opinion. Those types of antioxidants, it's a one-to-one sort of ratio, meaning that for every one molecule of vitamin C, it can absorb only one molecule of a free radical, right? So, you know, once it's used up, it's done. And once it's done, it's done. But if you're eating these foods, that's actually changing the way that your genetic code is being expressed so that you upregulate the factories in your cells that make these antioxidants, it's unlimited. It still may be one-to-one, but you don't have to keep taking these supplements. You can take in food and change the way that your body's genes are expressed to have a healthier body that has more antioxidant capacity and more detoxification capacity. So it is really these phytonutrients that seem to be the huge key and some of the most important things that we're researching and looking at now when it comes to things from plants that can have potentially benefit and impact our health. Now, today we're going to be talking about a very specific, what I would call phytonutrient, which is called chlorophyll, okay? And some of the other nutrients and phytonutrients beyond chlorophyll. And really, I mean, we know chlorophyll, and we know kind of, I remember it from biology, right? And we know that chlorophyll is that pigment within a cell wall that actually allows plants to harvest energy from the sun. So chlorophyll is kind of what harnesses the ultraviolet light, what harnesses the ultraviolet energy from the sun and allows the plant to utilize that energy to make it grow and to power the cellular machinery. So, and chlorophyll also has some of these incredible implications when it comes to our health. So getting chlorophyll-rich foods and what are what we oftentimes call superfoods can have a really significant impact on human health and physiology. And that's what we're going to be discussing today. We're going to be talking about what are the best sources of chlorophyll. How do we get high amounts of chlorophyll into our body? And also importantly, I want to take you through step by step and help you understand what specific conditions and issues chlorophyll can be particularly useful for. Because it has an affinity for certain cells, it has an affinity to do certain things within the body, and it's important to understand that. So when we come back from the break, I'm going to bring on my special guest, Rex Jones. He is an educator and regional trainer for a company that makes, what, in my opinion, some of the best chlorophyll-rich products on the market. They're actually the ones that I have in my cabinet at home that I take, that my wife takes, that I even give to my five-year-old daughter. They taste good. They're organic. They're incredibly rich in these chlorophyll-rich compounds, and they really are my go-to supplement. Now, of course, it's always great if you can get your chlorophyll-rich nutrients from food. One of the best ways to do that is through juicing, but let's face it, I don't always have time every morning to get out my juicer and do all of my juicing, in which case I rely on a very key set of supplements that I use to sort of replenish that to basically take the place of the food that I would be eating if I had more time in my schedule, but I'm a busy guy and I like it that way. So when we come back, let's talk about chlorophyll. Let me help you understand why you need to take chlorophyll, and let's dig deeper into this idea of some of these superfoods and these nutrients, where to get them, how to get them, and why we absolutely need these and more of these in our diet every single day. So this is Dr. Kevin Passera with the Essentials of Healthy Living here on AM 1500, and we're going to be back right after this break.
Too much sugar in your body does more than add unwanted pounds. These sugar molecules bombard your body's cells, bonding with fats and proteins in a process known as glycation. And the end result leads to health issues that age your body. That's why so many people have jumped on the vitamin B6 bandwagon. B6 blocks the end products of glycation. Life Extension's paradoxal 5-phosphate is a bioactive form of vitamin B6. It enters your body ready to work. So do yourself a favor before you get 1 minute older. Stop by Village Green Apothecary in Bethesda and ask for Life Extension's Paradoxal 5-Phosphate.
New from Garden of Life, Vitamin Code Raw Multivitamins. They are the only raw multivitamin to include live enzymes and probiotics, amino acids, and antioxidants. They are gluten and dairy-free with no soy allergens. Vitamin Code is uncooked, untreated, unadulterated, and binder-free. Vitamin Code Multivitamins from Garden of Life. Go beyond vitamins and minerals. Get the code, Vitamin Code. Now available at Village Green Apothecary and online at myvillagegreen.com.
Get the one tiny pearl that delivers big acid offalus, 900% more. Get acid offalus pearls from Enzymatic Therapy. Each little pearl-shaped capsule makes a big impact, delivering up to 900% more live probiotics to the intestine than other products. This revolutionary product aids digestion, supports a healthy immune system, and is perfect for travelers who want to enhance intestinal health. This season, make sure to take the pearls that give you big acid offalus. Now available at Village Green Apothecary and online at myvillagegreen.com.
Staying mentally sharp means nourishing the mind as well as the body. That's why there's new Cognisure from Metagenics. Research shows that the active natural ingredient in Cognisure supports multiple mechanisms necessary for maintaining healthy cognition and a healthy brain as it ages. Cognisure is also easy to take in delicious, chewable chocolate tablets. Have a clear and bright future by maintaining mental capacity with healthy habits and Cognisure. Remember Cognisure for healthy brain aging support. Available through your healthcare professional and Village Green Apothecary.
Are you under a lot of stress at work? Pressure from the boss, budget cuts, impossible workloads? It can all take a serious toll on your health, but we can help. Village Green Apothecary has everything you need for a healthier lifestyle, a wide range of nutritional supplements, health-related books, and more. We've been providing customized nutrition and healthy living resources for 45 years, and we'll take the time to advise you about your unique needs. Visit Village Green Apothecary in Bethesda at 5415 West Cedar Lane or check out our website at myvillagegreen.com.
Welcome back, everybody, to the Essentials of Healthy Living here on AM 1500, brought to you by the Village Green Apothecary. I am your host for today, Dr. Kevin Passero, and it is always my honor and privilege to be here with you today. I'm hoping that you're going to get lots of great information out of the show. In the last segment, I introed this concept of superfoods and phytonutrients, and in this segment, we're going to get into it in a little bit more detail with the focus on the nutrient chlorophyll. So we're going to bring on the phone with us today Rex Jones. He's been an educator with Garden of Life for more than 4 years and brings with him a lifelong passion for the natural food industry and a strong knowledge of herbs. He began his journey at the age of 15 by picking and identifying herbs in the wild with his mother and grew more serious about studying herbs as an adult. For more than 10 years, he worked in the natural foods retail setting as a nutrition manager and herbalist. Rex also led classes, co-hosted a radio show, managed web content, and gave a variety of in-store and off-site health lectures. He is excited to share the Garden of Life mission, which is empowering extraordinary health. So, Rex, thanks for being on the show with us today.
Yeah, it's a pleasure being here.
So, tell us, I want to do a little quick fact about chlorophyll, and then I want you to kind of key us into this. One of the most interesting things about chlorophyll to me, just as an everyday observation as you're walking around looking at things, chlorophyll absorbs light from the sun. It absorbs the ultraviolet light to basically absorbing the energy from the light to make energy for the cells. That's what it does. Now, the really cool thing, and this has nothing to do with health at all, but I think it's a really cool just fact about chlorophyll. Chlorophyll absorbs the light wavelengths most strongly in the blue portion of the electromagnetic spectrum, followed by absorbing a lot of the red portion of the electromagnetic spectrum. Now, here's the thing. Chlorophyll absorbs the green and near green portions of the spectrum very, very poorly. So the reason why leaves and high chlorophyll-containing plants look green to the human eye is because they're actually reflecting the green wavelengths off because they're not absorbing them, and they're not absorbing the blue and the red portions. And when the leaves change color in the fall, it has to do with the chlorophyll basically dying off and the leaves no longer absorb those color wavelengths. It's really fascinating if you think about the way that we see the world, especially when you think about the way you see a plant, right, and you see a tree or a leaf, you're actually looking at almost a reflection of what it's not absorbing. Always something that has really always fascinated me. But let's get into the health issues. Rex, tell us about chlorophyll and what it does from a health perspective and why we need more of it.
Well, we need more of it because of lots of reasons. There's some studies now, and there's lots of animal studies out there on the benefits of chlorophyll. But really for its ability to help balance out the diet, if you fry a steak or a hamburger, there are these carcinogens that are created during that that cooking that can be negated by chlorophyll and lots of other phytonutrients. So this is why we need the plant world along with our diet. There are things that we haven't even discovered. You talked about nutrigenomics. I mean, that's an exploding area in science and medicine. There's so many benefits that we're not even aware of yet. And with chlorophyll, I mean, the benefits, I think, number one is its ability to help the oxygen capacity of our red blood cells. That is huge in itself. So being able to get more oxygen carried from the lungs to the bloodstream to the cells, that's huge. That by itself would be a benefit. But chlorophyll has a great reputation for being a deodorizer in the body, for kind of helping with any type of putrefaction in the lower GI. It does have a reputation for binding certain compounds, although that's more attributed to the fat-soluble chlorophyllin side of chlorophyll. So, it's been used for a long time medicinally in our, I guess you could say, in the health industry or natural health industry. But we do know that our recent ancestors, and if you look all around the world, people outside of our industrial diet, consumed a lot more healthier plants than we do right now. And the idea with phytonutrients is to get as many of those phytonutrients as you can because there are so many benefits to them. Oxygenating the body as far as chlorophyll is concerned, helping to break down compounds, like I said, some of these compounds that we get from oxidized meats, that are, you know, cut and broken down, and you get all these other negative compounds from that. So I could go on and on about chlorophyll as far as the benefits go, but I use it primarily for energy and detoxification, just to kind of help to balance my body out. And, you know, really that's my main focus with that. And there, like I said, there's other animal studies that are leaning towards showing that chlorophyll can actually help in some more serious issues, maybe in the long term.
Yeah, so, I mean, there's lots of different things that these plant compounds tend to do, and chlorophyll certainly seems to be an interesting one. It does seem to help, as we've said, increase some of the red blood, some of the oxygen carrying capacity of red blood cells, which is great. It is reported to be a deodorizer for the lower GI, and so some people use it in attempt to help with something like halitosis or bad breath, because it almost seems to be an absorbent of these unfavorable chemicals or gases that tend to be released in your GI system if you're not eating the best diet. And then chlorophyll and its cousin sort of chlorella definitely has shown some research and some ability to actually bind with and carry out certain toxins in the body, specifically related to heavy metals. And it's really mostly limited to the ones that it encounters in the gut. But remember that our GI system is supposed to be what's called a selective membrane, meaning that if you have a very good intact gastrointestinal mucosa, if you consume something that is potentially toxic or ideally something that your body doesn't want to absorb, there is a chance that because of that intestinal barrier, that substance will not be absorbed. And if you're eating things that are rich in chlorophyll or rich in plant materials, then those in the GI system, when they mix with other, let's say, toxins, they may be able to absorb those toxins and bind them so that they can be easily carried out and have a lower risk of actually being absorbed into your bloodstream. And we see this all the time, and we know that methylmercury is one of the most pervasive contaminants in our oceans today. So most seafood that you eat usually has some sort of trace amounts of methylmercury in it. And of course, certain seafood species are going to be higher in methylmercury content than others. But for example, things like tuna fish, rockfish, especially the ones that come from the Chesapeake Bay, have very, very high mercury levels because of all the pollution from the coal-fired power plants, not just right here locally, like up in Baltimore, but also a lot of the coal-fired power plants in the Ohio Valley. The way the jet stream runs, a lot of that toxicity and a lot of that exhaust from those coal-fired power plants is actually carried and deposited over here in our watershed. So the bay, unfortunately, has pretty high mercury content and the rockfish concentrated. So if you were eating a meal like that and you were combining it with something that maybe had a high chlorophyll content or a high fiber content, your body's more likely to absorb some of that mercury from the fish instead of allowing that methylmercury to potentially get absorbed into your system, which is exactly where you don't want it. So, Rex, we've talked about chlorophyll a little bit. Help us understand, I mean, chlorophyll, you know, we know that plant wall structures, or at least I remember this, or I know this, plant wall structures are much different than a animal wall structure, and they have cellulose in them, and cellulose and other plant materials can be very difficult for the human body to digest and actually break down. So we have this concept of, you know, yeah, there's lots of chlorophyll, let's say, in grass, but, you know, it doesn't really do a human all that much good to go out and mow their lawn and get a bunch of grass and eat it, because we're really not going to digest it. You know, a cow has four stomachs, which are intentionally designed so that it can eat grass. What foods have really high chlorophyll content, and how do we extract, or how do we make it possible for our body to have the easiest access to that chlorophyll?
That's an excellent point, because you probably, and everyone's probably heard that deep leafy green veggies are high in chlorophyll, antioxidants, carotenoids, and those are probably a little more digestible for us as humans, but some of the most dense, nutritionally dense foods on the planet are the cereal grasses. You know, during their young stage, their first 5 to 9 days, they are producing a tremendous amount of chlorophyll, vitamins, enzymes, nutrients, organic acids, and so forth. But like you said, you know, it's a grass, it's a fiber, and humans really can't utilize that well. Well, typically there are three ways to get these grasses, you know, into our diet. Usually you can buy a powder form where they just powder the grasses. But we think that juicing is more superior because it makes it more digestible. And then Garden of Life, we believe in raw juicing because chlorophyll is extremely sensitive to oxygen and heat, and so many of the processes available right now do incorporate oxygen to remove the water at some stage. And so we like the idea of the raw cereal grass juice powder because it's a lot more concentrated in chlorophyll and all the other nutrients. And we found basically a way to do that in a pretty much an oxygen-free environment, low-temperature environment as well. So the cereal grasses, like the wheatgrass, the barley grass, the alfalfa, you mentioned chlorella as an algae, but the grasses, they're very, very dense, some of the most dense foods on the planet. And it's a great place to get those if you get them in a digestible form where the chlorophyll has been protected and is intact. You can kind of offset maybe what's missing in the diet. Of course, you still want to eat those leafy green veggies and all of the colors and all of the flavors in your diet. But seeing that most Americans, 91% of us only get 1 to 2 servings of fruits and veggies a day, when there are organizations that are not even associated with natural health that suggest that many catastrophic health issues could be thwarted off just by increasing our phytonutrient content. So the cereal grasses are a great place to look for those. So are the algaes like the spirulina and like the chlorella as well.
Right, which also have very high chlorophyll content. I mean, if you think about it, you know, I mean, we spend a lot of time and money and energy and effort basically trying to justify this day and age that natural therapies are useful and effective. You know, our whole model of medicine and research has gone to this very reductionistic way of looking at how things work and making sure that we can fully understand all of the physiological parameters as to why things work. And although this is very, very important, at some times I just have to take a step back and laugh when we look at some of the research that we conduct to justify things that we already know. So, for example, you know, looking at research that tells us or breaks down this idea of exactly what, you know, why eating broccoli is healthy. Well, what we've learned, you know, is that broccoli contains compounds like diindolmethane, which seem to be these very powerful compounds that have these incredible anti-tumor effects, and it has these other sulforaphane compounds, which increase our body's glutathione and antioxidant production and all of these other nutrients. And I mean, it's so exciting on one end to actually break these substances down and literally be able to equate some of the compounds that occur in something as simple as broccoli to something that, you know, is potentially as powerful as a drug therapy. Right. But on the other side of it, it sometimes seems so silly that we have to invest all this energy and research into studying and justifying the fact that broccoli is healthy for you, you know. So, you know, when you look back at human history, it's always been a rich, rich phytonutrient diet because that's what we had access to. You know, we didn't farm animals on feedlots and to the point that we do now that we could eat burgers for $1.99 at every single corner. Human bodies were not designed to thrive on that kind of food. Our bodies basically figured out how to operate optimally in an environment that was our surroundings. So it was over about 300,000 years or more that our bodies have been in the exact current state that they are in today. And the majority of that time, the only things we had access to were plants, fruits, right, seeds and nuts and berries, which we foraged. And every once in a while, if you were lucky, you got to kill something and you got to eat it. And so meat and grains and all of the things that we focus on right now with our diet weren't really very available to us. And our diet was much richer in phytonutrients. And of course, humans still had health problems and there still are cases of cancer that date back a very long time. So it's not like any of these one things is a magic cure. But when you look at the overall state of health, our bodies were truly designed to exist and to thrive in a state of more phytonutrient intake. Now, when we come back, we're going to pick up the conversation a little bit more. We're going to talk about some of the specific cereal grasses. We're going to talk about exactly some of the different preparations that are worth using. And we're going to continue this conversation about superfoods and chlorophyll and how important these nutrients are for your health. So don't go anywhere. This is Dr. Kevin Pacero with the Essentials of Healthy Living, and we're going to be back right after this break.
Mega Food Premium Whole Food Supplements are the only supplements crafted from scratch with farm-fresh whole foods to deliver nourishment the way nature intended. Mega Food believes Mother Nature knows best. They select only fresh whole food, harvested at the peak of ripeness, handle it gently and with care to deliver its vital essence to you in every bottle. Megafood, from farm to tablet, our name is our promise. For more information, visit us online at megafood.com.
Zymogen is pleased to announce the arrival of Fit Food, a delicious, high-quality, functional food that's formulated to support weight management, healthy body composition, glycemic management, cardiovascular and immune health, and more. Each delicious serving of Fit Food contains 21 grams of pure New Zealand-sourced bioactive whey protein, 6 grams of fiber immune-supporting oat beta-glucan, and additional glutamine, glycine, taurine, and MCTs. Fit Food provides holistic support for today's active body. Learn more at Zymogen.com. Available now through your healthcare professional and Village Green Apothecary.
All over the world, people are beginning to discover fish oil is one of the best secrets for unlocking great health. Thousands of studies have shown the amazing effects of these powerful omega-3s for heart health. Plus, fish oils have even been shown to balance moods and lessen anxiety. With exceptional taste, unrivaled freshness, and unsurpassed purity, Nordic Naturals is the easy way to get your omega-3s every day. To learn more, visit Village Green Apothecary or visit NordicNaturals.com. Nordic Naturals, committed to the planet, committed to pure and great-tasting omega oils.
The brain requires nutrition just like the rest of the body. And this is where Gero Formula's Neuro Optimizer comes to the rescue. Neuro Optimizer is a concentrated source of nutrients needed for memory, mood, concentration, and focus. Neuro Optimizer supplies the building blocks for neurotransmitters, the chemicals that allow cells in the brain to communicate and to file away memories. Neuro Optimizer is the nutritional answer to the brain's needs. To learn more about formulas, visit Gero.com. Gero Formulas, available at Village Green Apothecary.
Do you have unique needs that a mass market pharmacy can't handle? Village Green Apothecary can help. Maybe your doctor prescribed a special compounded formula for you, or you have concerns about allergies or dietary supplements. We invite you to talk with one of our compounding specialists today. Our team of 50 includes pharmacists, nutritionists, a clinical herbalist, and a naturopath offering customized products and personalized healthy living plans to ensure your well-being. Visit Village Green in Bethesda at 5415 West Cedar Lane. Call us at 301-530-0800 or check out our website at myvillagegreen.com.
Welcome back, everybody, to the Essentials of Healthy Living here on AM 1500. Thanks for tuning in today. I am Dr. Kevin Pacero, your host, and my wonderful host, Dana Lake, will be returning next week. So don't forget to tune in. We're here every Sunday from 10 to 11, always bringing you the best related to health and wellness. Today, I have on the phone with me today, I have Rex Jones, who's an educator and trainer for the Garden of Life. And Garden of Life is a supplement company that really, they make a lot of different things, but we're sort of highlighting today their work with their greens, their superfoods, their chlorophyll-rich foods. And again, you know, I mean, I have access as a naturopathic physician to basically just about all types of supplements out on the market. And my favorite one that sits in my cabinet at home, and I mean, listen, I don't get any kickbacks from Garden of Life. They have no interest in financially or anything in promoting their products. It's just personally what I choose to use because I really like their products. Their green products meet a lot of really, really important standards that make me feel the most comfortable in taking them. And personally, I feel great when I do take them. So, Rex, tell us a little bit about, you know, how the Garden of Life goes through the process of, you know, basically looking at nature and deciding how do we try and find what's in nature and, you know, grow it, harvest it, process it, deal with it so that we can actually make it into something like a more convenient capsule that is a little bit more cost effective and convenient for people when they don't always have time or, you know, don't have time at all necessarily to make all of their own, you know, to do their own juicing at home.
Yeah, exactly. So, you know, in 2008, we came out with, an introduction of products that were considered raw. And with that, it meant that any of these products that we would launch under the raw category would not have binders and fillers. So a lot of times we see several other ingredients in a supplement. Sometimes those are necessary for the product to be made, but we found a way to get rid of or not use those filler ingredients. We also said that we wouldn't allow heat in a product that would go above 115 degrees so we could preserve the enzymes and probiotics. And also that the product would have enzymes and probiotics just like a raw product would have in nature. So when we're talking about these greens and these grasses and how we do that, we have that raw standard, but when it comes to temperature, it's even more sensitive. The enemies of chlorophyll are oxygen and heat, and chlorophyll begins to denature at 110 degrees. So we actually are able to process our greens at around 106 degrees for a very short amount of time, for about 2 minutes at 106 and 2 minutes at 98 degrees, so it's very, very preserved, and we can keep oxygen away from that process by using CO2 at the same time. So that's how we get what we call the greenest greens, because there aren't a lot of ways to get outside of that situation where you're using oxygen all the time on your greens. So we pick our greens, like our cereal grasses, whether it's the organic alfalfa, wheatgrass, barley grass, or kamut. We pick those at the peak of nutrition, and that's usually between 5 to 9 days when the plant is, you know, just starting and it's reaching for the sun and it's producing a tremendous amount of enzymes, and that's really the best time to harvest those grasses. And they do small batches because they don't want to cut a lot of grass, because after about an hour, you start to oxidize and those grasses aren't as powerful. So they'll cut small batches, process it, cut, process it over and over and over, actually for a long period of time, and, you know, just to make sure that everything is fresh, oxygen free, low temperature. And so that's how we get these really, really green greens. We actually did some experimental lab work and sent out to have our greens analyzed, and with our Perfect Food Raw SKU, which is, I think right now, the best-selling greens in the industry. It's USDA organic, non-GMO verified, grown in the USA. And one scoop which was shown to have about 1,000 milligrams of chlorophyll in just one scoop of the Perfect Food Raw. So, you know, if you're talking about getting chlorophyll in your diet, that's a tremendous amount of chlorophyll. And chlorophyll, by the way, as you know, is completely non-toxic. So there's no reports of anyone getting too much chlorophyll. In fact, standard American diet right now could probably use a tremendous amount of chlorophyll as well as some other phytonutrients.
Sure, yeah. I mean, that's what we've been talking about is, you know, why do we need to supplement with something like this? I mean, sure, if you're eating an absolutely perfect diet and you're able to do juicing almost every day or eat a really, really rich phytonutrient diet, the need for a supplement, is a lot less. But the majority of us, even including myself, although I try and eat very healthy and most of the times do, I do sometimes notice or realize that the actual density of the phytonutrient content in my food is a little bit lower than I would like. And that's why where I come in, I use the Perfect Food Raw green supplement, and that's the one that I choose to use. And I mean, it's really, I like it because when I go places or when I look through catalogs, and there are companies that have other great products, don't get me wrong,
right,
but what I do like about it is, number one, everything is certified organic. So that's really, really nice, because if it's not certified organic, you don't know what other things might be concentrating on the things that you're taking in, right? So you don't know what kind of pesticide residues. And when you're getting into the supplement manufacturing, when you're actually taking the juices and you're concentrating everything down, if there are potentially pesticide residues, you're going to concentrate those right with everything else good that you're looking for. Now, you know, I mean, we don't live in a pristine environment anymore. You're going to be exposed to pesticides. You're going to be exposed to toxins. If you drink water, if you eat food, if you breathe air, which we all do, you're going to be exposed to these things. But if you can make conscious choices to be exposed to less of them, I think it's a really, really great decision to do. And this is one of the few products that has the large variety of different types of vegetables and fruits in a product where every single one of them across the board is certified organic. So that I absolutely really, really love about it. It's a huge selling point to me that everything is USDA certified organic and that it also is GMO free as well. And, you know, I mean, of course, paying attention to the way everything's extracted and everything is done is also really important. Now, I want to give people just a quick list. I mean, supplements are certainly a way to do it. And like I said, having one around, you know, they have a powder, they have capsules. You can mix them with smoothies. You can just take the capsules straight. However you want to do it, it doesn't really matter. But for people who want to try to do it through food, I want to give you a list of, like, the top 10, you know, chlorophyll content of certain vegetables. So coming in at number one, 1 cup of spinach will yield about 23.7 milligrams of chlorophyll. So that's one of the higher chlorophyll-containing foods that you can get from a diet perspective. Another one that's really high, parsley. 1/2 cup of parsley, which is mainly used as a spice, yields about 19 milligrams of chlorophyll. A garden cress, 1 cup, about 15 milligrams. Green beans, which are a very, very tasty form of chlorophyll, 1 cup of green beans will yield about 8.3 milligrams of chlorophyll. Arugula, so if you're making a choice to have a salad, arugula seems to be one of the more chlorophyll-rich salad greens. 1 cup will contain 8.2 milligrams of chlorophyll. Leeks, 1 cup, about 7.7 milligrams. Endive, which is another lettuce green, 1 cup is about 5.2. Sugar peas, which taste delicious, yield about 4.8 milligrams of chlorophyll, and a Chinese cabbage about 4.1 milligrams of chlorophyll. So spinach ranked the highest with 1 cup yielding 23.7 milligrams of chlorophyll. That's a good dose. Now, as you just said, Rex, 1 level scoop of the Garden of Life product, 1,000 milligrams of chlorophyll, that's a lot of cups, equals a lot of cups of spinach. And I think that is just solely due to the fact that you guys really concentrate the primary ingredients in these products are going to be the organic barley grass, organic alfalfa grass, organic oat grass, organic wheat grass, and organic kamut grass. They contain really, really dense amount of chlorophyll, so you basically get the most bang for your buck out of these nutrients. Now, let me ask you a question, Rex. There's a lot of concern about gluten issues these days and people being sensitive to gluten. Now, you use an organic wheat grass, which is really just the baby form of like a wheat plant when it just sprouts. Does wheatgrass or wheatgrass juice contain any gluten or anything in it that somebody who needed to avoid gluten would be sensitive to?
It doesn't. Chemically, the plant is not making gluten at that point. It's once it gets past that stage where it's really putting, you know, trying to survive and putting out a lot of energy, it will go into the jointing stage where it begins to split off. And so the job, you know, the energy is going somewhere else at that point. It wants to make a seed. It wants to flower. And so before that stage, before the joining stage, we harvest the plant. Now, all of the products on the market that contain wheatgrass will have, you know, less than, I would say all, pretty much anything you would see in a health food store is going to have 20 parts per million or less of gluten. So it's not that they have zero. And, you know, our definition now for Garden of Life is going to be 0 parts per million. So although we test and analyze our product to be at that 20 parts per million or less, typically single digit, we don't put gluten-free on the product. So the question is, you know, when you see gluten-free on a wheat product, is it gluten-free? Well, what's your definition of gluten-free? For the longest time, it's been 20 parts per million or less. That's changing internationally, and you know how those rules go. They kind of ripple down, and eventually we'll end up adopting some type of zero part per million. So, you know, for those out there that understand the significance of that, like people that are celiacs per se, they're well aware that, you know, 100 parts per million or less is usually benign and not an issue at all. So we typically are going to be in that level. So it's simply because we're harvesting these products, and there always is a chance that a tiny amount will get into, from the soil.
Right.
Or something would get in there. But honestly, there will be no difference between a wheatgrass product that says it's gluten-free, which they're allowed to do that even if it contains up to 20 parts per million, and one that Garden of Life has, which we're using the standard of 0 parts per million, even though we're below 20 parts per million.
Right, sure. So, I mean, for just about any person who's trying to be gluten-free, just because it has wheatgrass in it doesn't mean that it contains the gluten protein that's commonly found in wheat. At that stage of sprouting, basically the plant is not producing gluten. It doesn't produce that until basically it tries to go to seed and the plant matures. So at that early phases, you really are safe if you're trying to be gluten-free having these products. And I think it's important because, you know, the gluten issue is becoming more and more important to more people, and so I think it's a important point to bring up. So when we come back from the break, let's continue this conversation about chlorophyll and superfoods. We can talk a little bit more about some of the work you guys are doing with genetically modified projects to keep everything GMO-free. I mean, we can touch upon for a minute the importance of being GMO-free, and we'll pick up those last topics when we get back here. So don't go anywhere. This is Dr. Kevin Passero with the Essentials of Healthy Living, and we'll be right back.
Want to digest your food more effectively and more comfortably? You need extraordinary enzymes from Life Extension, with 12 natural enzymes that work together to support a healthy digestive system. Extraordinary enzymes helps your body convert protein, fiber, and fat to energy and better absorb nutrients from the foods you eat. It also helps break down vegetables that are hard to digest. And unlike commercial supplements, it doesn't contain the amylase enzyme, which can promote unhealthy after-meal glucose spikes. So stop by Village Apothecary in Bethesda and ask for Life Extension's Extraordinary Enzymes.
New from Garden of Life, Vitamin Code Raw Multivitamins. That's right, raw. Made with the highest quality standards to preserve raw nutrients, uncooked, untreated, unadulterated. They are binder-free with no fructose, maltodextrin, magnesium stearate, or cornstarch. With live enzymes and probiotics, Vitamin Code Raw Multivitamins from Garden of Life. Go beyond vitamins and minerals. Get the code, Vitamin Code. Now available at Village Green Apothecary and online at myvillagegreen.com.
Wondering how to turn your bedroom into a hothouse? The answer is hot plants, the natural herbal way to make sex fun, vibrant, and satisfying. Two unique formulas, one for him and one for her, were developed by Chris Kilham, the medicine hunter. Chris's book, Hot Plants, features these exciting products from enzymatic therapy. Hot Plants, from the Science of Enzymatic Therapy, now available at Village Green Apothecary and online at myvillagegreen.com.
Some things are hard to stomach, and life doesn't stop for occasional immune challenges or intestinal distress. Probilardi from Metagenics offers a new, targeted probiotic approach for intestinal support. Help maintain control while traveling or as a follow-up to antibiotic therapy to support intestinal flora for healthy intestinal function. Probilardi provides ID-certified probiotic strains suggested by research to enhance certain aspects of immune function, in addition to promoting a healthy balance of intestinal microflora. Probilardi is the go-to probiotic for patients on the go. Get it today. Available through your healthcare professional and Village Green Apothecary.
Have you ever wondered why the cold and flu season occurs in the fall and winter months? One theory is because of a decrease in sun exposure, our bodies don't make enough vitamin D, which is essential to proper immune function. That's why medical experts recommend supplementing with vitamin D. Thorne Research's vitamin D products are made from pure vitamin D with no preservatives or unnecessary ingredients added. Support your immune system with Thorne's vitamin D1000 and D5000. These and other immune-supporting formulas are always available at Village Green.
Mm-hmm. Welcome back, everybody, to the Essentials of Healthy Living here on AM 1500, brought to you by the Village Green Apothecary. I am your host for today, Dr. Kevin Passero. Thank you all for tuning in today and every week. We love being here with you, sharing great information about health and wellness. Today, we've been talking about superfoods and specifically chlorophyll and some of the best ways to get it. In the last segment, we talked about some of the best ways to get it. We've been discussing basically the ingredients that chlorophyll is the most concentrated in. So we've talked about, of course, some of the cereal grasses. When we talk about cereal grasses, we're talking about barley grass, and we're talking about alfalfa grass, and we're talking about oat grass and wheat grass and kamut grass. These little sprouts, when the seeds of these plants just sprout up and they're a grass before they actually become a grain-producing plant, the density of chlorophyll is so incredibly strong. They're some of the best places to look to in the diet and in nature to harvest the chlorophyll. And that's what some of the products we've been talking about have done, is focused on those grasses as a place to get lots and lots of chlorophyll in the diet. We also know that dark leafy greens are a great source of chlorophyll and are way more digestible for humans than something like grasses. So if you don't want to take a supplement, look towards the dark leafy greens. We know they're healthy for us, but ones like spinach, as we talked about, is really, really dense in chlorophyll content. Kale, chard, collard greens, fresh herbs are really, really high in chlorophyll. Parsley, dill, and cilantro, use those in your cooking, use those in your food. Blue-green algae, sprouts, of course, we've talked about wheatgrass. Even green tea leaves can be high in wheatgrass, and other fruits and vegetables like peas, asparagus, broccoli, even green grapes and celery are going to contain chlorophyll. This is a really important nutrient. It aids in our body's processes many different ways, and we know that it falls into these categories of one of these things called superfoods, which are these great, great rich sources of plant nutrients that help our body and our cells achieve optimal health. Now, we've had on the phone with us today Rex, who's been discussing with us some of these issues. He works for Garden of Life, and they roll out, in my opinion, some of the best products for getting chlorophyll supplementation in the diet. And Rex, I know Garden of Life, you know, the staple that I use is their sort of raw original formula, which is, as we talked about, is all 100% organic greens that they use, and they're harvested and processed. They're all organic, GMO-free. It's raw, so it's minimally heated. They're vegan, they're dairy-free, they're pretty much gluten-free, although it doesn't say it. They meet all the strictest standards for being gluten-free. But I think you guys have rolled out a few new products, so maybe tell us about that a little bit.
Sure. Well, we realize a lot of people are taking greens for the alkalinity, detoxifying aspects of greens, and for energy because of the oxygen capacity. And so we decided to focus on high-potency blends in conjunction with the Perfect Food Raw. And what we did is we added more. So you'll find per scoop, there's actually more to this product at the same exact price. For our alkalizer blend, we really looked at blends of juices that people would normally take if they were going to try to get their body back into balance. Let's say they went on vacation and they ate, you know, at every single restaurant out there. So we added organic lemon, organic ginger, kale, parsley, organic coconut water. We have the AlgaeCal raw organic calcium with the 72 trace minerals, as well as chlorella. And that's, you know, 3 grams of the formula. And then we added some herbs that actually are known to support the kidney, the liver, gallbladder, and digestion. Herbs like yellow dock, burdock, dandelion, red clover, parsley, turmeric. Those are there at over a gram. So you've got really 4 grams out of a 9-gram serving that are really, really focused. We didn't add like tons and tons of ingredients. We focused on a few and put enough of them in there. So that's going to be ideal for anyone who's on a cleansing program or finished a cleansing program or just wants to gently detoxify from the day-to-day exposure of toxins that we get. And then the Energizer, one of my favorites here, the Energizer features cordyceps, organic cordyceps, that's raw, organic maca, that's raw, been sun-dried for over a year to gelatinize it. We also have the African baobab fruit, which is high in magnesium to support ATP and the muscles and nervous system and adrenals. We also have organic pomegranate, which not only gives it a great taste, but gives you the antioxidant benefits. And there is some evidence that shows pomegranate can help with nitrous oxide, raising that in the body. So that could also help with energy as well. And then we have the guayaquil yerba mate blended in with that. And that's 3.4 grams of a 9-gram serving. So, you know, again, over a third of the formula is really focused on energy. So to kind of drive home the concentration of all these greens, I really like to talk about the wheatgrass skew we have, which, because we're doing this special process and we're using so many pounds of actual grasses to yield our juice powder, our wheatgrass skew will have up to the equivalent of 13 shots in one 4-gram scoop. So we're talking about a very concentrated green, lots of chlorophyll there. And then we have an apple, perfect food raw. So for those people that are on the run and they don't want to juice apple, or they don't want all the sugar that they typically get from 8 ounces of apple juice, they will get 2 grams of sugar from this organic apple perfect food raw, and you know, they can just shake it and go and be on their way. So those are really the new products that we have coming out right now. They taste phenomenal. We're able to get incredible taste, not compromise on concentration and quality, and not have tremendous amounts of sugar in our products. In fact, I think the 2-gram apple is probably the highest there. So
that's great. It's a lot of really good products. Tell us a little bit about what you guys are doing with the GMO project. Because, you know, genetically modified organisms is what they are. You know, it's ridiculous. Very few other countries, you know, European countries even allow these foods in their food chain. They've been promoted as, you know, saving world hunger. But the reality is we don't know too much about them. We're monkeying with the genetics of these plants. And there is some preliminary data and studies showing that these plants potentially, or these food-containing products that are genetically modified, can upset people's gastrointestinal system, can cause other problems. When you feed them to animals in high amounts, there seems to be higher rates of tumor formation. I mean, the reality is, you know, I'm not here to tell everybody that I think GMOs are the worst thing in the world. What I'm here to tell everybody is that we don't know what they're doing. And the fact that we've just sort of blanketly let them into our food supply is really ridiculous. And primarily it's been done because of industry and corporate dollars, and basically some very, very large corporations, primarily Monsanto, which has a huge ability to pretty much affect and manipulate everything that happens in government and policy because of their huge influence over the politicians because of the money issue. And, you know, I tell people I hardly even think we're living in a democracy anymore, because basically the only people who have a vote are the people with the most amount of money. And there were bills passed last year that have been nicknamed the Monsanto bill because they added riders into completely unrelated bills that allowed Monsanto and people that make these genetically modified organisms to have certain rights and be immune from certain laws, which are absolutely ridiculous. They make no sense. They completely take advantage of farmers. They undermine the farming culture in this country, and they undermine the food supply. But of course, hey, your politicians don't care. All they really care about is themselves and being reelected. But go ahead and tell us about what Garden of Life is doing to help the GMO project.
Well, I personally feel as strong as you do, and I'm sure there's a lot you can't feel in the air about that. but yes, what we're doing is kind of really a two-pronged approach. We got with the non-GMO project several years ago, and, you know, we've been auditing all of our resources and all of our raw materials for the longest time. And because we deal with organics a lot, we already have, you know, non-GMO products. But the non-GMO project is its own auditing system, and it's, you know, the only independent third-party auditing system for, GMOs to see if they're in products. So we've been adding the non-GMO label for the last, you know, four years to our products, and we just had, I think, 44 new products that have been labeled non-GMO. So we were
marketing great.
With that. And the second thing that we're doing.
Well, Rex, I'm sorry. We got to wrap up. I'm sorry. I went on my political tirade and kind of cut you short. But, you know, thank you so much. And I'm glad Garden of Life is part of that. Thanks for being on the show today, Rex, and sharing all that great information about chlorophyll. Hope everybody learned something.
Great. Thanks for having me on.
All right, everybody. Thanks so much for tuning in. We'll be back next week, and I hope you found it informative. This is Dr. Kevin Passero with the Essentials of Healthy Living, wishing you all the best of health. Take care. Bye-bye.
Ah, the joy of commuting in Washington. Whether you work on the Hill or outside of the Beltway, you know how stressful it is to get around. Stress can take a serious toll on your health. and Village Green Apothecary can help. We offer over 10,000 healthy living products, including top quality nutritional supplements, herbal remedies, and more. Our nutritionists and pharmacists are here to advise you about creating your very own individualized healthy living plan. Visit Village Green Apothecary in Bethesda, 5415 West Cedar Lane, or check out our website at myvillagegreen.com.